You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program on AirAmericaRadio.com.
How about now? We continue on the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Peter B. Collins from San Francisco, sitting in for Tom today, tomorrow, and Friday. Tom will be back with you live from Dubrovnik over there in Croatia on Thursday. And if you want to drop me an email, my personal email is peter@peterbcollins.com. There's a website at peterbcollins.com where you can find out more about me and hook up to my West Coast radio program, their archives and all that kind of stuff there. Brad Friedman joins us right now. He is the proprietor of bradblog.com and a leading advocate of election protection in this country. And there is a major threat that most people are not aware of that is going to surface possibly as soon as tomorrow on the floor of the House of Representatives. It's called the Holt Bill. And its origins were very positive. And the way the bill has taken shape in committee is quite distressing to activists like Brad Friedman. Brad, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good to be here, Peter. How are you?
Nice to talk with you, as usual. And, Brad, enumerate for people what's in the Holt bill that is problematic and why it will not fix the problems that we're so familiar with related to electronic voting and other aspects of our election systems as we've seen them go sideways in 2000 and 2004 and in many other elections aside from the presidential races.
Going sideways is a very nice way to put it, Peter. Well, it's a large bill. It's got a lot of stuff in it. It's got some very good stuff in it. However, most troubling is that it will allow these terrible touchscreen voting machines, so-called DRE, or direct recording electronic devices, to continue to be used essentially forever. Now, this is rather extraordinary, given the fact that down in Florida, the Florida governor down there, Republican governor, has figured out that there is a problem with these touchscreen machines. The Florida Republican legislatures have figured it out, and they've actually outlawed them in Florida. But incredibly enough, we've finally got election reform coming to Congress now that Democrats are in charge, and they are allowing these touchscreen machines to continue. And they're saying that as long as there's a paper trail, they can be used. Now, these machines, they'll kick out a paper trail on the side of the machine, but the dirty secret is no one ever counts those paper trails. And in fact, NYU's Brennan Center for Justice and other people have described how easy it is to hack these touchscreen machines, even with a paper trail, and make it such that the paper trail itself actually matches the internal numbers on these touchscreen machines. So in other words, when you go to vote on one of these touchscreen machines, even if you verify this so-called paper trail, the secret is that paper trail is not actually counted. What's counted is the numbers inside the machine that you can never verify, and there's no way that any human can know if they're correct. And in fact, this is in violation of the Help America Vote Act, which requires that all ballots, that voters be able to verify their ballot before it is cast and counted on any electronic voting system.
Well, what is the purpose of this paper trail, the toilet paper roll that a voter can look at and say, oh, yeah, that's the vote I cast? What is the purpose of it if it doesn't have the legal weight of a ballot and therefore is not required to be counted in the event of a close, contested, or audited election?
Well, actually, the Holt bill does require that the paper trail be used in the event of a recount, in the event of an audit, after the election, after election night. As you recall, in 2000, for example, George W. Bush was named the winner of the race on election night and then went all the way to the Supreme Court to say, hey, if you count those ballots, it will irreparably harm George Bush since he's already been announced the winner. That's why it's so important to get this right on election night, not in a later recount or in a later audit of a small 3% is what they're talking about of these paper trails. And the fact is, even if you go and audit those paper trails later on, MIT and Caltech have put out studies showing that people do not check their paper trails, or if they do, they're unable to spot errors and other problems like that. So you're going to end up auditing these so-called paper trails, which have either not been checked or have been checked but not accurately, and measuring them against the machine totals to give yourself, frankly, a fraudulent result in the audit. And we've seen that happen. We saw that they rigged the recount back in Ohio in 2004.
Yep.
And so the fact that the Democrats are now making this, frankly, as easy as ever in many cases, to have a fake recount, essentially, and yet walk away thinking that the result is real, is just extraordinary. And people, listeners here, need to stand up. They need to call their Congress member, and they need to demand a paper ballot that is actually counted for every vote cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll add to that that there's been some extraordinarily deceptive tactics coming out from Congressman Rush Holt's office in cahoots with some of the groups that we usually appreciate their work, People for the American Way, most notably.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also been working with Common Cause and Move On and so forth to sort of sell this bill as the end of paperless electronic voting, which is a really deceptive way to put it because, yes, it will eventually end paperless electronic voting, but it will replace it with paper trail electronic voting, not with paper ballot voting. And that is equally deceptive because they also, in the bill itself, describe these paper trails as paper ballots. They're not ballots. They're certainly not ballots if they never get tabulated,
yeah,
either on election night or thereafter.
We're talking with Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. There's really just about a day remaining. We think that Wednesday is when this bill will come up on the floor of the House. So please get active and do it pronto. Call your member of the House. The Senate will not be voting on this in the immediate future. But pressure your House members to take a close look at H.R. 811, the Holt bill, and vote no when it comes to the House floor. Now, Brad, just
yep,
a minute or two remaining. I wanted to ask you to explain to our listeners what vote caging is and what this means in respect to the U.S. attorney scandal and Karl Rove's involvement with U.S. attorneys. We have a case in the South now that is really gathering steam.
Yeah, and by the way, we may hear more about this afternoon because we've got Brad Schlossman and Todd Graves from the Justice Department, one attorney who was pushed out, another one who was put in his place to bring phony voter fraud charges. They'll be having hearings this afternoon in the Senate. We'll try to cover them at bradblog.com. Essentially, what came out of Monica Goodling's testimony a week or so ago was information that they knew about this vote caging that was going on back in 2004, essentially sending registered letters from the Republican National Committee, sending these letters to voters in Florida, in this case, which if they were not answered, then they would use that information to either get these voters purged from the rolls or challenged on Election Day. Now, of course, as Greg Palast discovered when he analyzed these caging lists that showed up in his mailbox back in 2004, he found out that the caging list had targeted what else? Minority voters, Democratic voters, in some cases, black folks serving in Iraq, who of course weren't here to return this registered letter.
Mm-hmm.
And they were challenged while they were over fighting ostensibly for democracy in Iraq. Their votes and their right to vote are being challenged back here. That's highly illegal. It's felonious. The Republicans agreed in a consent decree back in 86 to not do this, and yet now we have email from Tim Griffin, the right-hand man of Karl Rove,
mm-hmm,
that this was done in 2004. John Conyers is taking a look at this in the House Judiciary Committee, says that he's not done with Tim Griffin yet, and Griffin was, until just last week, the U.S. attorney down there in Arkansas.
Yeah, he resigned.
He resigned,
mm-hmm,
after, as a matter of fact, Greg Palast reports, after Conyers had gone to the BBC to request these documents. It was the BBC who reported this information back in 2004. No one, virtually, in the American media, the mainstream media, picked it up. It's an extraordinary story, and this thing could very likely go straight up to the White House, along with the rest of this politicization of the Department of Justice, to push this phony idea of voter fraud, Democratic voter fraud, mm-hmm. solely under the guise of shaving Democratic votes wherever and however they could. It's absolutely reprehensible. And, you know, someone needs to be held accountable here, because I believe that this thing goes straight up to the top, yeah. certainly to Karl Rove, and probably to the White House itself.
And it appears to me that this is the reason that Alberto Gonzalez is hanging on, to try to keep the cover-up together. Brad Friedman, I want people to go to your website, bradblog.com. There's much more about both of these stories and a lot of other stories, too. Thanks for your work.
Hey, thanks, Peter. Let me real quick want to give the number to Congress, 202-225-3121. Call them. Tell them the Holt bill needs to be changed to require a paper ballot for every vote cast.
Got it. Thank you, Brad. Now to Drew in Eugene. Drew, you're on the Tom Hartman program, and I'm Peter B. Collins. Hello, Drew. Let's push the button here. Now you're on. Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm calling because the FCC guy you had on earlier, I think it's really annoying that we have people out there regulating what is said on television and using tax dollars to do so. I mean, if you can't control what goes into your kids' ear on television, that's a reflection on you as a parent. You should be making your kid sit down and do his homework before you expect me to run out there and, like, pay for you to have, like, this Leave It to Beaver television put out
yes.
there just to dumb down our kids in the first place.
We want all Pleasantville all the time. I've got your comment. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate that. More of your calls coming up next here on the Tom Hartman program. Dial us up toll-free at 866-303-2270. Sitting in for Tom, I'm Peter B. Collins.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us. This is Air America Radio.
You're tuned to the nation's progressive talk.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, talk about a winner.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
Millions of people who've never even set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You can't afford not to have it, but affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hardworking entrepreneur or if you're working for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a perfect solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. They have a plan that fits your individual needs at a price you can afford. After all, if you can't afford the premium, all the insurance in the world is useless.
Don't gamble with your health insurance. Pick up your cell phone, your office phone, or your home phone, but call Midwest right now for a quote on affordable health insurance.
800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951.
Not available in all states.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-479-4935.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-479-4935. 1-800-479-4935.
The dreaded conference call. Hard to organize, hard to run, even harder to attend. Is everyone on the same page of your presentation? Are they following you? Since you can't always meet in person, you need to meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can conduct on-screen presentations, training sessions, or product demos from anywhere. GoToMeeting is so easy and effective, conference calls are actually worth attending. During your conference call, attendees log on to your online meeting and they see your desktop. So you're all on the same page, literally. Sound fancy and expensive? Nope. One low flat rate lets you meet as much as you want. No overages, no surprises. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Just click the GoToMeeting banner in your radio player right now or visit GoToMeeting.com and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today.
This is Rachel Maddow.
The big new plan Fred Kagan thinks we should do, following up on the search, is to set up a Craigslist for Baghdad. So the U.S. military can post, like, wanted ads for the stuff that they need. Please send body armor. The Craigslist thing is not my wacky Air America interpretation of what he's asking for. No, literally, he uses the word Craigslist for Iraq. It's his big next idea after the search.
The Rachel Maddow Show, Air America Radio.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down.
Call Guaranteed Consumer Funding today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you, and we'll include over $700 in premium upgrades and a free MP3 player. For a new computer and improved credit score, call 800-787-2102, 800-787-2102.
Now back to the Tom Hartman Program on AirAmericaRadio.com.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, and I'm Peter B. Collins. Glad to be with you today. We're taking your phone calls. Toll free at 866-303-2270. We'll get some expert commentary on the sentence for Scooter Libby from a woman who accurately predicted 30 months, Elizabeth de la Vega. She's written a book it's called The U.S. versus George W. Bush et al., and it lays out the case for impeachment or other accountability for the misdeeds of Bush, Cheney, and the gang. She'll be joining us in the next 15 minutes or so to talk about the sentence, and we're also working to find out whether Scooter Libby will be freed on bail pending appeal. Let's take some calls now. Casey in Portland, thanks for joining us. You're on the Tom Hartman Program. This is Peter B.
Well, thank you, Peter B. I'm glad you caught me before my cell phone died.
Oh, good.
A couple points I'd like to make, and I have no doubt Brad's coming from the highest ethical standard. However, some things should be known. People supporting Holt worked real hard to try to get a DRE ban in. Really hard.
Yeah.
They found the votes weren't there. So essentially the question is, you want all, you're going to get nothing. And this is a divisive issue in the election reform community itself. And
it is.
I hate to see the community divided, but it's not, the bill is not going to be marked up. It's not going to be changed. It's either going to be passed or dumped at this point. And I would encourage the people before they start calling their legislators to go take a look at the bill. It's got the paper. It ain't the paper we want. It's got audits. It's not necessarily audits we like, but it's a step in the right direction. Now, like I say, the election reform community is divided, and even my own group here in Oregon is divided
mm-hmm.
on it.
Well, Casey, I respect your position, but I respectfully disagree. I think that this is the last best chance, and that if we lay down and support it, that no attempts will be made to fix it. I realize the clock is running on 2008, but I think the Congress needs to reject this package and go back and do more work on it. And I understand your point that you don't think there are the votes there to ban DREs. Well, we need to do more education of the public to explain what happened in Sarasota, to explain what happened in other jurisdictions where these machines simply cannot be relied upon. We cannot outsource our election process, one of the most fundamental practices of our democracy, to companies that won't even share the source code with registrars of election. And there are other elements in this Holt bill, for example, that upend the historic requirement that ballot boxes be opened in front of a judge. This lets committees of the election officials do that, and that is an invitation to fraud of a different dimension. So I understand your position. I'm glad you called, but I respectfully believe that we need to reject the Holt bill in its present form.